The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture. Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The culture coaches.
Hey, yo, the question is not why, but why not? Famous Frills, I am the culture. You're the culture. Val's the culture. We are the culture. Why not? Let's go, let's go, let's go. Shout out to Val the Voice. Brooklyn. Brooklyn, Shun. Shout out to the Brooklyn Zoo.
Mustard on the beat.
DJ No Frills.
He a free throw. Man down. Call like Ever the Lambs. Tell him free, bro. Nella to the cross. He walk around like Tizo. What's up with these Jabroni? Trying to see Compton. The industry can hate me. For Marlene, mama. How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many ops.
Shout out to Lavelle from Compton.
Stockton.
Shout out to Lavelle from Compton.
Beach open.
Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. Let's go.
Sometimes you gotta pop out and certified boogie man, I'm the one that up the score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some on him. Pull on him, extort, bully the floor on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hemi-downs.
And shout out Sacramento.
Your case, why is he around? Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 that.
Stay tuned. We got that health and hip hop. Health and hip hop. Physical health. Mental health. Why not? Let's go.
DJ No Frills.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
Facts. Vow the voice. DJ No Frills. We international now, too. Announcement. Big announcement on the way.
That Oakland show go be on that stop. They cold foul. I don't know why you still pretending. What is the hour?
Shout out Tokyo, Japan. Stuttgart, Germany.
The story's how you won. Hey,
Stuttgart, Germany.
The hole is still deep. I can go further.
Hey, Val. Shout out to Val. Man, he buying me a Porsche 911 straight from Stuttgart. Why not? We the culture.
It's 2009.
We want to thank all our fans around the globe. We number one because of you, you, and you.
Better straighten they posture. Got famous all up in contact. Might write this with a doctor. Tell a pop star quit hiding. Caption won't action. No accident. I'm hands on. He around get polished. Don't Wayne grow like he was in jail. That's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a
DJ No Frills.
I'm glad D Rose came home. Y'all didn't deserve him either. From Elijah down to Central. Better not speak on Serena. And your homeboy needs subpoena. That predator moving flocks. That name gotta be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you. It's like another line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me. And I'ma send it up the pot. Ay, put the roll label on me. I'ma get them dropped. Ay, sweet. In music and I won't pass the ox. Ay, how many stocks do I really have in stock? Ay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. Ay, devil is a lie. He is 69 God. Ay, freaky need to stay there side. Ay, roll it up like a fresh pack of Zion. Ay, city is back up. It's a must. We outside. Ay,
Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, cool classic. I'm in the crates. Feel good music. Let's go. Let's go. Shout out to the Bronx. Yo, the Bronx show us a lot of love, too. And this is a classic in the Bronx and New York City. Park Jams. Why not? Cool, classic, new music. Vow the Voice, DJ No Frills. We are the culture, boy. From Raleigh, she requested this joint. Yes, feel good music. Yes, we got y'all. Stay tuned. We got that Philly support, Philly section later on. Let's go.
For so long, I've been
yes, it's too easy. Feel good music. Shout out to everybody in Washington. Washington State. We love y'all too. Why not?
Baby, you should see your way out. Out the road, out the drama, out the business, all. Out the headaches and stress, you done been through before.
It's only been 3 months and I already got it bad. So good, then I keep on coming back. Girlfriend's telling me I don't know how to act. But I'm telling him, baby, bye, fall back. He's so good and he knows how to love me. But so good and he's so heavy in the street. He's my dude's best.
things, and I'm kept seeing beneath. They say, and he does it with the best, runs it in the west, had it on the street.
Feel good music. Yo, we had a great weekend. Vow the Voice and myself. Stay tuned for that health and hip hop section. We're gonna give y'all some health updates too. Why not? We are the culture. Listen to it. Yes. We are the culture. We are the culture coaches. I'm Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, and this is my Puriquera.
Yes, sir.
Bro, what's the name?
Viral Val, Val the Voice. You are locked in with the Broadcast Bullies. And just in case they didn't hear it, who are you again?
Famous Frills.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Hey, yo, little homie, Famous Frills, remember the name. And ask your girl about me. But we're going to talk about
listen,
that later.
You know something? I got to make it. I got to say something.
Yes.
I wouldn't want to do this show with anybody else, man. Because when I do the show with Famous Frills, man, he has a lot of energy. He makes me smile. He makes me laugh. Even the people, even my family members, when I play the show, they say, man, he's funny. Like, they really like his person. That's real talk. So shout out to you, man.
We love
I appreciate
what we do.
You.
But I want to say, but I want to say something about you. You got me viral again.
That's right.
And
baby.
You're viral. We're going to talk about the hip hop co-creators that sponsors us and they sponsor you. I seen you with celebrities like Crazy Legs, a lot of the legends.
Yes, man.
Yo,
shout out to all of them.
Yo, you're legendary.
Thank
and
you.
I'm not just saying
that.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to say something real quick. Look, this is a tip, coach. This is a tip, coach. And pause for idiots, right?
Go ahead.
They use that word legendary too easily.
Too loosely
and too easily.
Yeah.
You're legendary because when I used to come to New York and do the radio show with you that you made me a part of, we did stuff with Buckshot
That's
Shorty.
Right.
Duck Down.
Freeway.
Freeway. What?
Yeah.
Drop the names. I hate name dropping.
Buckshot. Ice T, Emilio Sparks. I mean, the legendary Tito Puente Jr., who's the son of the legend Tito Puente, the creator of Latin jazz. I mean, just so many, you know.
Warren G, Snoop
Dogg. Listen, you can always go if you want to learn a little bit more. Like, you Google No Frills, he got a million things. For me, it's ValTheVoice.com. My website is still up. Needs to be updated with all the new stuff, but it's ValTheVoice.com.
Yes.
I got about 50 interviews up there with different people. And, you know, we've just been supporting. And me and Famous Frills have been working together since about 2007, 2008. And even when I took the time off, a lot of stuff was going on in my life. I had to take time off, you know, for personal reasons. I always kept in contact with him. We always stood. And that's what it's about, man.
Facts.
It's not just about business. It's about brotherhood, man.
Yes.
You know, the best business you're going to do is when you have a brother. For me, it's always about loyalty over money. If people are loyal to each other, guess what? They'll make money together because they'll open doors for you. Meaning, like, I always got the saying, right? If people want to see you win, they help you win. Anything I could plug my brother into, even if I'm not a part of it, but I want to see him win.
Right.
So, and I always knew he's a winner and he's a king. That's why I made sure, I'm going to make sure that we do this show together, and I wanted to do it with him, and I'm grateful. But listen, we got a lot going on today, today we got a big calling from a legendary producer. We're going to start. This is the first time we've been talking about
fresh,
this for a while.
Fresh Produce.
So Fresh Produce is a part of the show. It's this new segment of the show that we're introducing where we highlight legendary producers and new producers, current producers who got lots of heat.
But
man,
One rule you got to understand.
Rule?
Yo, Little Jamar from West Philly, you just want to sing your tracks in? It got to be Fresh Produce.
That's right.
If it ain't fresh.
It ain't fresh. It's stale and it's spoiled.
Yeah, we'll
like
do
a
stale.
Lot of people. There's a lot of spoiled people, but a lot of spoiled people out there.
Yeah,
but
listen, shout out to the spoiled Philly superhead.
Yeah,
like me and her got into a little bit.
Make sure she doesn't spoil you.
No, I don't know if you've seen what happened on Twitter.
I heard, but I didn't want to bring it up. Since you're bringing it up,
I didn't want to bring it up. We're gonna talk about that later.
Okay.
But I'll tell you one thing. She ain't fresh. She ain't fresh. Yeah.
Listen. Real quick, just want to shout out these segments. You know, we got health and hip hop. Today, we're going to be talking about mental health. There's a lot of artists who suffer from mental health. I did some research. A lot of artists suffer from mental health, man. A lot of people. And we're gonna touch on that because it's very important. We got Fresh Produce, which is a legendary producer calling in who's done some amazing records since the 1990s, even till today, new stuff that he's working on. We got that Who Frauded section. I can't wait to get into Who Frauded. We got them cool classics. Shout out to my man, Shiraz Starks. You've been playing that record, that his new record's Heat. Bro, the boy's on fire. Shout out to him. And, yeah, man, we are the Culture Coaches. Shout out to the hip-hop co-creators. We're not going to do a full segment because we've been doing it every week. I wanted to give it a rest. But I am going to touch on something that happened regards to the hip-hop co-creators. Shout out to my man, Joe Conzo, who is a superhero in hip-hop. And I'm going to touch on that a little bit later.
Yes.
Any last words before we get into some music?
Listen.
Don't forget, Philly Support Philly. We got that coming up. And real quick, I don't know if you know, this just happened a couple of minutes ago. Philly rapper influence Petty Levels passed away.
Yeah, I seen that.
I'm not familiar with her.
I am familiar with the brand. I don't know what's going on out here, but oh man, listen. Shout out to what's the name? Cheesesteaks. That was a bad one. That was a bad one. Philly, that was Philly Support Philly. But no, listen, I'm not gonna go platinum. I'm not a rapper.
That's right.
DJs that rap or whack. I don't care what you say, Val. We are the culture. Let's go.
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. So coaching the culture.
York shake. That AP so icy, call it the North Face.
DJ
we
no Frills.
The North Haters, we all hate. 20K on the drip, that's on the North Day. I never lacked your crack, a pack of black metal. It's a cold world when start the backpedal. Kate and Clark with the rock, they say I'm stat stuffing.
Let
and
it I tell
them I owe nothing. So I dumb up the stars till they threw me out. Now we at the booby trap, they got they out. Take that. Get a bag, yo. Shell dropped so much work, it made New York shake. That AP so I...
Hey, yo, Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. This is my joint right here. Fat Joe, Remy Ma, we are the culture coaches. Yes, we break records. I had this first. Shout out to my people at Terror Squad, Rock Nation. I had this first. Let's go.
Going dumb up in Starlitz till they threw me out. Now we at the booby trap. They got me.
Shout out DJ Voltron.
Got a dope connection and a coke connection.
Voltron in the Bronx. Right. Bronx, USA. Voltron, what up?
Wear it out when I'm no chase. Recipe, OJ.
Summer, summertime. Once again, we are the culture coaches. Vow the voice. DJ No Frills, let's go.
Shot my friend over a band. And imagine what I do to a that I can't stand. Right now, I'm on the edge. So don't push me, need my so bad, but all I got is this good. My life is a movie, your life is a toopy. Do it look like I got left or bad and bougie? I'm about to call my favorite
DJ, no frills,
a foodie. And I'm a bad ass, so boozy. Rock 13K on this boot sheet, so jigger. You was a bird, now you just an ex. So Twitter, heard she made him block me on the gram. Go figure, only love me more than my joke. I got the Cuban on Cuban, my gorilla. Ever since crack to her eye, she a dope dealer. And I'm toxic, but I cook good and I look good and I got good goodbye.
Tell drop so much work and make
had to bring this joint back. This my joint, let's go.
Call it the North Face. We ain't tripping North haters, we all hate. 20K on the drip, that's on the North Day. I never lacked your crack, a pack of black metal. It's a cold world when start the backpedal. Kate and Clark with the rock, they say I'm stat stuffing. And I tell her I owe nothing. Going dumb up in Starlitz till they threw me out. Now we at the booby trap, they got they out. Take that. Get a bag,
the
get
broadcast
a bag,
bullies,
get a bag,
famous frills and Val the voice, connection. Coaching the culture.
And a coke connection. We exposed the press. You have no protection. Kill a wear it out when I'm
DJ no frills.
Play.
Recipe so
yeah, they hate, but they broke.
They broke.
And when it's time to pop, they had no.
We just got a raise.
Yeah, I'm pretty, but I'm local.
We celebrating.
Loud got me moving slow.
They playing this in Europe, homie.
Hey yo, Tweety, where the home? Respect the life, that's a no-no. All my niggas dressed in that Rojo. I ride for my guys, that's the bro code. Baby gave me, that's a low blow. Damn, she make me weed when she deep. I need a rich, not a cheap. Baby on that hate shit, I peep though. My brother told me, get that money, sis. You just keep on working.
check. And still go back a 30 and some bummy shit. You heard Eli, why they testing me? Like, I don't always keep the hammer next to me. Like, I ain't got a header to the left of me. Like, we ain't in these streets more than sesame. But that shit chick, then why she texting me? Why she keep calling my phone, speaking sexually? Every time I'm out, why she stressing me? You call her Stephanie, I call her Heffany.
Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. I'm single now. Yo, we gonna do the TV show, Date a DJ. Why not? I need a quality joint. I don't want to join with a fake, you know what I mean? But we gonna talk about that in health and hip hop. Later on, we got health and hip hop. Is the BBL safe? Somebody said it stink. Let's go on though.
DJ No Frills. Girls, I do adore. Yo, put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come off talk.
DJ No Frills.
Who you loving? Who you wanna be hugging? Who you with, girl? Why'd you bustin'? Got a smarty art chick to whom I pose this question. I read a couple books to add to a soul's progression. To put this in layman's terms, I gave her some knowledge. She gave me mail in return. She had to drop out of college. No, she does his homework.
DJ, DJ, DJ No Frills.
And I play.
The broadcast bully. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
Yes, yes, it's too easy.
Yes,
hey, Vaughn, I had to stop. I got a little mad playing that Girls, Girls,
why
Girls song by Jay-Z.
Let him know.
I'm mad.
What you mad about? Tell him why you mad, son. Remember we used to do that? Tell him why you mad,
tell him why
son.
You mad.
We got to bring that back. Somebody stole it from us, but we're going to recapture that. Go ahead.
No, Shorty thought I was a simp.
She never dated a DJ.
No, I'm going to tell you why. No, I'm going to tell you why she thought I was a simp.
Why did she think
because I took her down to the spot, to the seafood spot.
Okay.
And I got her the number 4.
What's the number 4?
The number 4 come with 4 shrimps.
Okay.
3 imitation crab leg meat.
Well, that's what
crab
she,
legs.
You know what? You should have told her I brought you to the seafood place just so you could see the food.
Oh,
but
I like
you can't
that.
Order it.
Yes, 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 yes.
Listen, where was that at?
It was in the heart of North Philly.
Okay, so that brings us into Philly Support Philly. Can
yes.
we talk about some Philly Support
yes,
Philly?
Yes, let's talk
so
about
we just
it.
Got, I just saw some real horrible news, and I'm not, unfortunately, I wasn't really familiar with her, but obviously she was a pretty big deal. I want to say we send our condolences to the family of Petty Levels. So
yes.
I'm going to read some real quick because I'm not familiar, so I can't just say it. So no signs of foul play and death of Petty Levels, a Philadelphia influencer. They say the cause of Mia Bennett's death was not immediately available. Her family declined to speak as for privacy. So this just happened a couple of hours ago. Mia Army Bennett, a social media influencer, musician from Philadelphia who rose to prominence with short videos of her freestyling, died in Florida today, according to state officials and family. She was only 23. Bennett, known online as Penny Levels, was found dead on July 19th, last week. Police spokesperson say, right now, there's no signs of foul play, but they don't know why. So,
yeah.
I don't know. That sounds a little suspect to me. First and foremost, we want to send condolences.
Condolences.
Out to were you familiar with her? I'm not familiar with her.
I'm familiar with her brand. I remember a few years ago, she had a couple videos and stuff that was trending. Mm. And I'll be honest with you, like, I haven't really seen her name, like, in the past, like, few years. So, I don't really know what was up with her. I'm quite sure she still was doing her thing, but
they're saying she has 1 million followers.
Yes.
So, I mean, she's really, you know, she was really, really popping.
Yeah, her videos was dope. And as you can see, God bless her soul, she definitely was a beautiful woman.
Yeah,
so it ain't really hard to get up to 2 million followers. And she was being promoted by some of the top people. So,
then that definitely helps.
That one song she had definitely went viral. So, you know, once it go viral, and she younger. Well, that's one thing that's dope about the younger kids. They really support more.
Yeah.
So,
and they really understand. They really understand it. And this is something that I say, not to get off topic, to make it real quick. A lot of these more seasoned artists who've been around 10 years and better, some of them just still don't understand the internet. They don't understand the power of social media. That's where nowadays you cannot just be an artist. You have to be a social media influencer. You have to be a personality to be an artist.
You got
to
create but content that, yeah, first.
You have to be a content
coach.
Creator.
Yes.
That's right. Coach Frills, tell them what do you have
yes,
to be.
Yes, yes, yes. You have to be a content creator slash artist now.
That's right.
Listen, I don't make the rules up, homie. I just live here.
And you have to transcend and you have to adapt. One of the biggest things that people have a problem with is adapting and not embracing the new technology. But not us. That's why we on iHeartRadio. That's why we on FM, AM radio. That's why soon we're going to be featuring on YouTube. Soon we're going to be in Europe.
Yes.
So we're getting an iHeart slot to play in Europe, an iHeart slot that's going to be playing in the West Coast. We're working on some new FM outlets. We got a lot going on.
Yes, we got the Fleet DJ supporting us.
And our social media pages are
lit. And hold A Vow, I'm on Black Planet, too.
Oh, you still on Black Planet?
Yeah, I got the show it's playing on. Shout out to everybody that's on Black Planet.
Listen, I like your idea, though, Data DJ. Anything else you would like to touch on? Oh, don't forget, this is part of Philly Support Philly. August 8th, we are the official media sponsor for Tame Arts in the Park.
Yes. But
next week, they're going to be coming up. They're going to be sitting in the studio with us. Snipes USA.
Snipes.
The big company USA. They're one of the main sponsors. T-Mobile is a sponsor. There's a lot of different sponsors. Shout out the legendary DJ Tony Touch is going to be spinning. Large Professor, JS1, Crazy Legs might be in the building.
Yes.
There's a lot going on.
And we are the official. Tough crew.
We are the official media sponsor for that event. They will be coming up here, taking over the show. It's going to be the Tame Arts takeover on the culture.
Why not?
And they're going to be...
Because we are the culture.
We are the culture coaches. We teach the culture. We reach the culture. We are the best. We are the blessed.
Hey, coach, let me remind them real quick.
Yes, sir.
They don't understand, like, what we doing is for passion. Because at the end of the day, we already know you're a millionaire.
Yeah.
And I'm a thousandaire.
We're working on it.
No, but for real, though, we doing this really as a passion.
Yes.
We're not up here just trying to be cool. We really want to help the culture.
That's right.
Instead of complaining... And being, you know how get some of the dudes you get.
We
a
are coaching
older.
The culture. Yeah,
we coaching the
get
culture.
Bitter, but you know what I get say? Bitter. Don't get bitter. Get better.
Better.
One, two, three. Don't get bitter. Get
better.
We don't get bitter. We get better.
And that's why later on we're gonna talk about health and hip hop. I'm in the gym heavy.
I know. I can see, man. We're getting ready for these photo shoots. We got a couple of billboards that we're getting sponsored for. So we gotta look great. We gotta look amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
Listen, let's get into a joint. Let's get back with health and hip hop. And then we have a legendary producer on the Fresh Produce segment, produced for Wu-Tang, a legendary Wu-Tang producer. Produce some of your favorite records.
The broadcast bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
I said it, I know that you mad. I've emptied the clip over friendly or jabs. You mentioned my seed, now deal with his dad. I gotta go bad. Drop a 50 bag for the mob in a spot. Drop a 50 bag, 29 for the thot. I was really, really trying to keep it PG. I was really, really trying to keep it PG. If you had a set, they give you the DP. Two civilian gang,
DJ No Frills.
Like PC. You know who really bang and set my YG. You know who really bang and set my Chuck T. You know who even bang and set out there CB. It cold, losing sleep on this, it ain't me. You better have some paperwork of that fake T. Can't be rapping by no ratting that we can't read. I mean, it's true and slimy for my AP.
Just DJ like No Frills.
Slimy for his main squeeze. Out here begging for attention, say please.
The broadcast bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
The activists is make believe. Don't even go back to your
DJ No Frills.
Say you hate the girls, I fuck with what you really mean. I've been with black and white and everything that's in between. You the black messiah wiping up a mixed queen. And hit vanilla cream to help out with your self esteem. Also, Bobby, I wanna know what Whitney need. All that puppy love was over in y'all late teens. Why you never hold your son and tell him say cheese. We could have left the kids out of this, don't blame me. You a dog and you know it, you just play sweet. Your baby mama cash was always screaming, save me. You get it dirty all your life, you tryna make peace. I heard that one of your kids might be day free.
Kanye Sunday service. I know mostly baba, I need something perfect. If I ain't living like today's my lesson, what's the purpose? She don't only do this, but she say I'm just worth it. She all done with clowns. So
ATL, ATL on the check-in.
It's like I'm
Shekinah.
I'm in love.
Shekinah.
Honey,
I got you, baby.
I ain't usually with the talking. I'ma hit it on sight.
I know you work at that nightclub. I'm not shouting it out. CTC. Cut the check if you want a promotion. Get at us.
Bougie, man, that shit is all right. All right. I just wanna bring you way out of your freaky shell. I just wanna put you under all my freaky spells. Can you drive a truck? She said I got my CDL. If she ain't pretty, then she gotta have a BBL.
The broadcast bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
I'm a freak.
Oh God.
I'm a freak.
Let it play.
I'm a freak.
Plug out in my pants.
like a casino. I need a freak that's gon' put me on a G6.
Are you really with that?
Like I'm 3'6". Booty from Miami, she from Puerto Rico. Okay, now fucking my hope, this ain't gon' make a sequel. Sippin' at 1942, cause I don't do no Quavo. Freak, she like Casamigos, not Domingos. I don't fuck with bougie, man, that shit is all hype. I forgot to pull it out and now she got me for life. She said we should bring a friend and I ain't think about it twice.
DJ,
I'm a lady, please. I don't like she just won a couple Birkins and some CC belts. I'm just trying to set her up so she don't need no help. If you don't like to listen, baby, you gon' cheat yourself.
The Broadcast Bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the coach.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back. We are back. Listen, Aval, man, there's so much great things that's going on. I had a great week.
Did you?
You know what I'm saying?
Talk a little bit about it.
I had two family reunions.
That's right.
Yo, we different. I had one for my mom's side of the family, another side for my dad's side of the family. Shout out to my cool cousins, and shout out to everybody who came together,
man.
Too?
You got any nerd cousins? We all got nerd cousins.
Yes.
Cousins, man. You know
listen.
What's crazy, though? It's Revenge of the Nerds out here. Remember the guys who you used to make fun of in school? Now they own the companies that people work for.
Yo.
How's that?
Yo, listen. I just told somebody this the other day. I said the ones you call the weirdos are really the ones because...
I was a little weird. I was a little smart thug. So people would be like, yeah. The ladies would always tell me, you know, you're kind of smart to be a street guy. And I used to be like, okay, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Whatever that means.
Yeah, man. Shout out to all my friends, man. Yeah. I had friends. I had black friends,
yes,
Puerto
sir.
Rican friends.
That's right.
Shout out. Speaking of Philly, I went to school. One of the sections I went to school in is real bad right now. It's called K&A.
Yeah.
Kensington Center was real bad. But I learned how to play soccer, hockey.
Did you learn how to fight?
I knew how to fight before I went there.
Man, I used to have a lot. I used to have a lot of fair ones as a kid.
I ain't gonna lie. I got kicked out of there for fighting.
There you go. But listen, real quick, we're gonna have a legendary call in. We're gonna have a legendary call in from a producer,
yes.
Right? Let me talk to them a little bit about the Fresh Produce segment. Okay, so Fresh Produce. This is a new segment that me and my partner, Famous Frills, and let me remind you, Famous Frills is the man behind the brand. Philly Support Philly. We got a lot of things that's going to be going on in Philly, all right, including that Tame Arts, a couple other events that we're a part of, and he's the man behind the brand. He's the man that launched it, so just want to give him his flowers and, announce that once again. But with that being said, real quick, I just want to touch on, we're not going to do a full hip-hop co-creator segment today because we're working on other things too, but
good.
I just want to take a minute. You see today I'm wearing my Born in the Bronx hat.
Listen,
Born in the Bronx
shirt. Hold on, let me stop you for a
really
second.
Quick.
Hold on, no, you got to talk about this.
I'm going to talk about it.
I'm upset about this.
Okay, so.
It's not cool.
People going too far.
But let me tell you what happens
when
you
go too
far.
We shut them down like Public Enemy said.
Exactly.
They get shut down. So I just want to take a minute, and I'm going to do an official video announcement, but I want to take a minute to say to my man Joe Conzo. Joe Conzo is a hip-hop hero. Okay, he's the man. You know, he called into the show before. He's a friend of the show. He's a friend of hip-hop co-creators that we partner and venture with, right? And he's the man who took hip-hop's first baby pics. There would be no hip-hop pictures, early hip-hop pictures, if it wasn't for Joe Conzo. So recently, I had announced on the show about this movie that was going on, Microphone Check, and we are not supporters of that movie because it pushed sort of a bad narrative, you know, black and brown division, trying to uncredit hip-hop's, you know, Puerto Rican contribution. So nothing personal, but we're not supporting any division in that. So my man Joe Conzo this week was able to get that movie, you know, his team anyway, was able to get that movie removed from Amazon streamed and was able to shut it down in theaters. Why? There was a copyright infringement. Some of his photos that were in the movie, he did not want to be a part of the movie. So he took a stand against racism. He took a stand against hatred, and he stands for unity in hip hop just like we do. So I don't want to get too much into it. If you can Google it, there's a lot about it online, but I want to take this moment just to shout out Joe Conzo and his people for taking a stand in hip hop, for promoting black and brown hip hop unity. Hip hop has always been about unity in the community. And it's funny, the same thing that brought us together as a community, a lot of people are trying to use to tear us apart. But we're not going to have that.
Yes.
Shout out to him. With that being said, Fresh Produce, again, it's the part of the show. It's a new segment that we're introducing. Part of the show where we interview and we feature legendary producers who have made their mark and producers, new upcoming producers who got heat. And you know what? Eventually, me and No Frills are going to put out our own album, and we're going to bring, we're going to introduce you to all these new producers. Talk about it, No Frills. We're going to get a call very soon, though.
Yes, listen, I want to talk about, I got records out. Shout out to the Vampires. We actually pay homage to Wu-Tang. Shout out to my partner, international DJ Chase, and shout out to Wavy Jones. Wavy Jones actually plays Biggie. He actually plays the new, he's the new Biggie.
Yeah, we need to get him on the show.
Yeah,
we gotta get
Wavy on here. So Wavy did the rapping.
Yeah.
And we did the beat. And also we teamed up with Chester's own Jalil Beats.
Yeah.
Jalil Beats, Meek Mill's producer, who did a lot of stuff early for Meek. So, you know, we about that fresh produce. And like I said, the inspiration was, like, producers don't get enough love.
That's right. They don't get enough. In the days, and I ain't mean to cut your wisdom, people would look at, the first thing you would do is when you bought an album, you'd be looking at, you'd be looking for the producer credits. The first thing you do, right? Who produced the record? Who was on the record? Who was the executive producer? Like, these things meant something once upon a time in hip-hop. And I'm glad, for me, myself, I have a lot of friends. Being in the business, I have a lot of friends who created some legendary records, you know what I mean? Tell me who are your, I got a question. From the 90s, who was your favorite 90s producer?
From the 90s, it got to be.
It could be Philly, it can be New York, just think about some of
DJ Premier.
Shout out to DJ Premier, he's a friend of the show.
For the 90s,
DJ Premier is a friend of the show.
For the
90s.
Shout
out to him, I know him personally. You know, DJ Premier, I'm going to give you a quick story, right? I'm from East New York, Brooklyn. And we were working around the same time. I knew Guru. His name was Keith. I knew Guru. I grew up with Lil Dap. We all grew up in the same. I actually shot a fair one with Lil Dap when he moved to my block.
No, hold on. We got an exclusive.
Yeah,
hold on.
Yeah.
You got in a fight with Lil Dap from Group
Home? Lil Dap from Group Home. We got into a fight. So he was new on the block. And, you know, it was a lot of us was already on the block. And Lil Dap got a big family. Like, all his brothers, those are all my people. But he's got a big family. So when he moved to the block, I never forget. He had the little hattie. He had the same swag, and he would always be staring us down.
Hold on 1 second. Culture coaches. Exclusive. Lil Dap versus Vow the Voice.
So let me tell you. So, he would be staring us down all the time. He didn't know. But I got to give him his respect. Hold on.
Is he a Brooklyn dude, too?
Yeah, he's a Brooklyn dude.
Oh,
I don't know
why.
Where he's originally from, but he moved to East New York, 80s. He lived on my block right
it's
up the
wild
block from me.
All
of those Group Home cats, I know them real good. Most of the gangster, I went to school with J. Rue, the Damager. I knew Primo. I knew Keith, who was gangster. All of these.
Hold on. You know my homie J. Rue?
I know Jay Rue well.
Yo, that album
went to
is
together.
Classic.
We went to school together. Afu Ra was a good homie of mine. So anyway, it was just some kid stuff. We shot a fair one. He put something. After the fight, he ran behind me and he put a smoke bomb on my head and ran. he'll never remember that, but that's real tough.
It's an exclusive story.
So your favorite producer at the time was?
DJ Premier for the 90s,
So I got a couple.
I have a couple, too, but my
DJ
favorite.
DJ Diamond D.
Yes.
DJ Diamond D had a lot of classics. People don't know that DJ Diamond D is sort of responsible for Fat Joe. And that goes back to, like I said, the black and brown unity in hip-hop, right?
DITC,
Digging in the Crates. I'm friends with AG from DITC.
Yes.
He's a very close friend. He's like best friends with my partner from Puerto Rican Flags Up. So AG from DITC. Another producer is the RZA, legendary true master who produced a lot of beats for Wu-Tang. Who else, man, as far as production-wise? There were just so many. Primo.
Yeah.
You know, at one time, the brother... Q-Tip had a lot of heat in that particular era. He's overlooked a lot.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't realize he was, because one of my favorite Mobb Deep Jones is Drink Away the Pain.
That's another one, Havoc too, for Mobb Deep.
Yes. And he did it for Mobb Deep, and he did some stuff for Q-Tip.
Listen, can we get into a legendary record and come back?
Yes, but hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question, right?
I'm asking.
Who was better, Marley Marl or DJ Premier? I just need to know.
Marley Marl.
You think Marley
Marl?
Marley Marl.
I do like DJ Premier, but it's just Marley Marl was so legendary and ahead of his time. And he's actually the first DJ. I believe he's the first producer who actually sampled. He might have been the first producer who actually sampled. Everybody come from Marley Marl. You understand what I'm saying? All these producers come from Marley Marl. Marley Marl, the legendary Juice Crew that spawned people like Kane, who was one of my favorite artists, Kool G Rap, Craig G,
right.
Roxanne Shanté, MC Shan, like Marley Marr, was the revolutionary. So I got to give, even though and another thing I'm going to tell the producers really quick, you know, another thing I'm going to tell producers really quick, you always got to pay homage to the people who came before you. The people who came before you, pay homage to them. You know, pay homage to the legendary producers before you won. Let's get in the sun and we'll be back. It's the culture, coaches.
Hey, yo, but listen, for the world that don't know, a lot of those guys from New York that was on Marley Marr produced for was it Philadelphia First? We're going to talk about that. Shout out to Marley Marr. We are the culture. Let's go.
This jam is dedicated to the whack DJs, and it seems to be an awful lot nowadays. Getting all the turntables spinning back and forth, I can tell from the mix the way you're cutting your saw. With all the fresh cuts that my DJs made, those who wish to battle him will just get slayed. And if you ever have a problem, then he will solve it. When he's on the mix, you should get involved.
DJ No Frills.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
DJ No Frills.
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture. The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
What's good, everybody?
Yes.
We are the Culture Coaches, and again, that was a legendary record. Who was the producer on that record?
Marley Marr.
Marley Marr. Like I said, Marley Marr is one of the legendary producers. Everybody is from the lineage of Marley Marr because he's one of the first people who ever used samples. And remember, we were talking earlier about on the Fresh Produce segment, who is one of my favorite producers?
Yes.
The legendary True Master. Those who don't know, True Master is the producer of one of the biggest records in hip-hop of all time, Brooklyn Zoo. He's worked exclusively with Wu-Tang. He's worked with Busta Rhymes. And I think we got a call. Who's on the line?
Yo, peace, my brother. This True Master right here.
True Master, peace, my brother. Thank you for calling into the show. Say what's up to my partner, Famous Frills.
What's good, Frills?
Yo, listen, man, everything is official. We official. Your beats are official, man. This is Fresh Produce. And you're the first producer on this new segment called Fresh Produce, and you deserve it, fam. Let it play. I got you. Val, talk to him.
Yes, sir. So listen, I want to introduce this correctly. The brother who is on the phone is a legendary producer. He's produced for some of the biggest artists. Some people make beats, and then some people make soundtracks to life. And my brother, True Master, right here, he makes soundtracks to life. So True, thank you for calling in, man. How are you doing?
I'm good, my brother. How y'all doing today?
We doing good, man. We doing good. We staying positive. We breaking new segments. This is a new segment that we've been working on, and I'm glad you're the first person to call in. Fresh Produce is a segment where we give flowers and we honor and highlight producers who have done amazing things and also new producers who got a lot of heat.
Yes.
So you're the first person, and it's a pleasure because you're a personal friend of mine. So thank you for calling in.
No doubt. Anytime, my brother.
Thank you. I appreciate you. So I wanted to ask you a couple of quick questions. Usually what we do is one or two questions, and then we get into a record, okay? We don't want to hold you too long. We know you're busy in the studio making that heat, all right? So can you tell our audience a little bit about the early days starting as a producer? I know at one time you were more focused on the emceeing aspect of it, but at one point you decided to transition and be a producer. So tell us a little bit about that transition and some of your early work as an early producer.
Coming up, I was good friends with Guru and then Premier and also Easy Mo B.
That's right.
RZA, you know, so, you know, we would share ideas, different, you know, we would dig for shit and share, you know, when we would find good sounds, good ideas. And I learned a lot from Premier. I learned a lot from OB, RZA as well. And, you know, I was a producer before I met them, but meeting them and learning, you know, sharing different ideas, I think it definitely enhanced my production abilities.
Iron sharpens iron, they say.
Yeah, indeed so.
Okay, so did you want to add on? Or are you ready for another question real quick?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. So quick. So I know you said you worked with these brothers. You sharpened your skills with them. Okay. So tell us about the first record that actually broke through for you. I know you were working on different, but you had certain legendary records. For me, the first time it was a massive hit was when I heard Brooklyn Zoo. Was that the first record that went mainstream for you, or were there other ones? Please educate us.
Well, I think like maybe a few months before Brooklyn Zoo, Jazzmatazz album came out. That was the first major release. I had produced a song on there with Guru and Misha Parrish from United Kingdom.
Okay.
Singing a hook.
Do you remember the name of the record for us?
Yes, Looking Through the Darkness.
Looking Through the Darkness. So that was your first...
Looking Through the Darkness.
Was that your first major release?
That was my first on a major label.
Okay.
Payday was an independent label. I had produced two songs for Guru's compilation album, Ill Kid. One I was rhyming on, which is who was the truest MC.
Legendary, legendary.
And one was Forbidden, which is a group, Steve and Mike Rome.
Okay.
They had a group called Forbidden.
Okay.
And I produced two songs on that album. All of these things came about right around the same period. I would say maybe they all were released in 95.
Okay.
Maybe like early in the year, Ill Kid, then Jazzmatazz, then Return to the 36 Chamber. So they pretty much came out like within months of each other.
Okay.
And... but Brooklyn Zoo, you know, that was smash.
Tell us a little bit about how that the evolution of that record.
Well, you know, I was still in the streets doing my little vending and hustling and whatever. And Dirty Act was like almost finishes out. But he was practically finished.
Okay.
It was mixing down. And he said, I know you got something. You know, he said he was going to come through, and he came through, and he loved the beat so much. It became the first single.
That's right.
Even though it was the last beat that was made for the album. Mm,
you know, that was the last. There's a saying, the last shall be first. That's biblical.
Yeah, so yeah, indeed. And that's just what happened.
And to me, that is the best two records. My favorite record on that album was Brooklyn Zoo. And then after that was Shimmy Shimmy, that I believe was produced by the RZA. But those were, for me, the smash two singles that were on the record. And that's with ODB. I know you've worked with so many different artists. No Frills, talk to the man. You got a question for True Master?
Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. That's right, Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. Hey, yo, True Master, I just want to talk about that Brooklyn Zoo record. You know, for people that didn't read the credits, and I'm not going to lie, like, I read the credits, ain't no fraud where we from, man. You know, I just want to know, like, do most people think RZA produced that record?
Well, when it first came out, the initial single said produced by RZA. And then, you know, I was going to give Dirty co-production. And when I saw the album, it said produced by Old Dirty Bastard and True Master.
Okay.
As if we produced it together, which we did not. And he would later clarify that. But, you know, that was an issue. But then again, it wasn't an issue because all my paperwork was done properly. And I own 50% of the song. He owns the lyrics. I own 100% of the music. And that Brooklyn Zoo is still arguably one of the most licensed songs. In the Wu-Tang catalog.
That's right.
And I also wanted to ask you, like, what made you come up with them drums? Like, that song has a certain type of
that's right,
like a sound to it. I can't, like, them the way the drums hit and the sounds. Like, what made? How did you make that? Is that a sample? Like, where? I mean, I guess you could tell the secrets now because the record is like older. What's the secrets of the sauce? Pause. No Diddy.
Well, you know. I sampled a little I think it was just a 2-bar drum loop.
Okay.
And I was working on it in Sonic, And sometimes when you make beats, things happen that you're not planning, or the machine might make a mistake, or you might make a mistake going somewhere, and then, oh shit, that sound good. I'm keeping that.
Right.
And that happens a lot. When you're working a lot, you know, unexpected things happen. The way it drops, like, zoom, zoom.
Yeah.
Well, the drop was a mistake when it went zoom, zoom, and then it sounded like it was cueing me to drop an 808 right there. So it was like zoom, zoom, boom, boom, drop that 808 right there. You know what I mean?
That was a divine mistake. Like, go ahead.
Well, it was like when I quantized the drums.
Yes.
At the end of four bars, that sound came, and I was like, what the fuck is that?
So you can't curse
and
on
I
the air.
It's
all good. We live on the radio, yo. But it's all good. We'll scratch it out. Go ahead, my brother. No problem. Go ahead.
What I did was I tried to program it again, and the same mistake happened.
Mm.
So I said, you know what? That got to get kept.
Yeah.
And then when I listened to it again, I said, oh, snap. It's like it's a setup for that 808.
I told you it was a divine mix-up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, sometimes things don't fight the wave. You got to let them flow. I don't know if you remember this. You know what I'm saying? I know, ladies and gentlemen, this is not just a guest. This individual on the phone, I consider him my brother. Really do. I know him for over 30 years. You know what I mean? I know him since I'm a kid. We're all from the same neighborhood. And I'm so proud of him to see how successful he has become. He has been an inspiration to me in my life. I really has. I've always looked at him like a big brother. And he actually played me that record in his basement. I don't even know if he remembers that. He actually played me that record. He actually was the first one
before it hit.
And he actually was the first one to ever let me hear on a tape, Wu-Tang Clan. And he was rhyming with Meth, and he was rhyming with them. My brother and True Master used to rhyme together back in the days. So True would always come with these exclusive tapes from all these different artists. So he's the first person to introduce me to let me hear Wu-Tang, let me hear some hits from Guru, and I appreciate that, True, for so early on being an inspiration to me, man. You know, you got any more questions for True before we let him go?
You already know. Hey, True, you have any shout-outs? That's what I want to know.
Right now, let me see. Let me shout out the whole clan.
Shout out to the clan.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the clan. Say rest in peace to a woman who was like an aunt to me. Mm. You know what I mean? She passed away a few days ago. Sister Valerie. So we'll say rest in
peace. Condolences to the family.
Yes, yes. Thanks, Lord. And let's see.
Can I ask a question?
You know, my mom's.
Okay.
My daughter.
Shout out family. To Mama True and the whole family. Tell them I said what's up.
Yes, sir.
All right. Really quick, True. Before you go, can you tell some of the people, some of the other records that you have produced? I want them to get the full impact and the dynamic of your resume. I know you did Milk the Cow for Capadonna. I know you did Fish for Ghostface. Tell them about some of the, I know you
Fish,
worked with Black
Rob.
Yeah,
I know that.
He
I
produced
love Fish.
Fish. Let me tell you, True Master had the soundtrack of the 90s. I'm not going to front.
Yeah.
He had the soundtrack of the 90s. His music is legendary. And for those who are not familiar with him, go back and look him up, and you're going to become a fan instantaneously.
But hold on. Hey, Val, we are the culture coaches.
We are the culture coaches.
Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. Hey, True Master, I know you probably want to name drop. Let the people know some of these records, man, because at the end of the day, we want the globe to know about your brand, because you definitely got some dope joints. Fish, I love that record. Talk to him, bro.
Okay. For Wu-Tang, it started with Brooklyn Zoo, and then it was RZA's solo debut was the RZA, which was the tragedy song of the Rhyme and Reason soundtrack. That was the first Wu-Tang Kung Fu video, so to speak. And then after that, it was the Fish. And then it was, Capadonna, six songs on his solo debut album.
Wow.
Took Milk the Cow, Slang Editorial, Super Ninjas,
wow.
Dart Throwing, Splish Splash, you know, and then you go to, you can go to Sons of Man for five songs on their solo debut album. You can go to Method Man for six songs on his.
That's you did Dangerous
album.
Ground. He did Dangerous Ground for
Dangerous
Method Man.
Ground.
That was amazing.
That was a dope John.
Yeah, Dangerous Ground, Sweet Love, Torture, Killer Filth, Party Crasher.
Woo.
Gridiron Rap, you know. Then you could go on to, you know, of course, Wu-Tang Forever, Heaters, MGM. I was supposed to do more, but my
You did MGM?
Yeah, MGM.
Wow. Them drums is nice, you know, on MGM.
Yeah. Very unique sound. Right. True. What are you? What do we got cooking today? I mean, you can give us a little exclusive. If not, it's okay. What are we working on?
Well, I'm working with all my brothers. All Praises is Dope. So I got a few little, a lot of little surprise juice coming from within my family. But also, you know, Dirty Family, the estate just dropped the documentary on his life. You know. So that just dropped on, I think, the 21st or the 22nd of this month. It premiered at the African Film Festival last month, but it just debuted on A&E, I believe, this month.
I think they pushed it back. I saw something for August release. I got to double check, but I think they pushed it back to the first week of August. But definitely, we're gonna be on the lookout for that, man. We definitely appreciate the call in. We're going to get into this legendary record, Brooklyn Zoo, man. And true, we really appreciate the call. And eventually we want to do an in-studio series with you. And you know, we're here. Our outlet is your outlet. Send us the records. Let us know when they're coming out. And we definitely got your back, okay?
Got y'all back, too.
Thank you so much, my brother. We are the Culture Coaches. Let's get into some music.
The question is not a true, man. Listen, make sure you send us that new heat, man. We know you got some cool classics, but you definitely got that. Definitely got that new heat, too, man. This is my joint. Let's go.
That was it.
On. I never been tooken out. I keep MCs looking out. I drop signs like Crosby dropping babies. Enough to make a little go crazy. In the G building, taking all types of medicine. Cause you thought you were better than a son. I keep planets in order.
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
You break and shake. Rhyme good as the tasty cake makes. This style I'm mastered in. You catching headaches, what?
DJ No Frills.
The type of pain you couldn't even kill with my door. What? Round gets sprayed with light sore. In your face like the can of mace, baby. Is it burning? Well, see now, you learning how. I don't even like your profile. It's like, wow. Bad styles, I seen and heard. No one knows, you forget. Be quiet as cat. Now you know nothing. Before you know a whole blood clotting lot, you don't wanna get shot. A lot of MCs came to my showdown and watched me put the low down. As you can go below zero, without a doubt, I never been taken out by a new who couldn't figure. Yo, by a new who couldn't figure. Yo, by a new clan who couldn't figure how to pull a gun trigger. Get out of here! When they get too close to the utmost, but I got stacks that'll attack any whack host. Introducing your name, my hip hop.
The broadcast bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Yes, yes, yes. Brooklyn yes, Zoo. Shout out to the whole Brooklyn. Hey, yes, yo, sir. That's one of my favorite, definitely one of my favorite Wu-Tang records. I didn't know True Master did MGM. Yes. I didn't know True Master did Fish. And the crazy thing about all those records, they got a unique pause, a swing to the beat, and the way the drums drop.
That's
different.
Very unique. One of my favorite records that he ever did was Slang Editorial with Capadonna.
Right.
He gave Capadonna some big hits, Milk This Cow.
Yeah.
So if you think about these records, he changed the sound. That's why he changed the sound in the 90s. A lot of people were using, and you know, he's not big sampling here and there, but he's not big on the sample. He's big on actually playing the record. So that's dope.
Right.
So shout out to True Master. But that's what we do here on the Culture Coaches,
but
man.
Hold on. Listen. Yeah. What about that producer that frauded and stole the beat from you back in the day?
That's almost like every producer that stole him. You know what? I'm not going to give him any light, okay? What we're going to do, though, is we're going to talk about, since you brought that up, we're going to talk about who's frauding out here.
Because
he frauded, and there's a lot of people frauding, and I'm going
to
go first because I'm very passionate.
Talk
you know
to
who
him.
Frauded?
Talk to him. Who?
Canelo Alvarez. The boxer Canelo Alvarez.
Man, what did he do this week?
Listen, Canelo Alvarez has been ducking David Benavidez. He's been ducking David Morrell. He must be scared of the Davids. I don't know what it is. You know, David is a legendary figure in the Bible, so maybe he's scared of the Davids.
Yes.
But you know what? He picked Edgar Berlanga, who I know personally. Edgar's an okay boxer. We used to train in the same gym, but I don't feel like he was in line to get that. For the last 2 years, he's been ducking these guys. And this is, I'm saying he's frauding because this is the fight that the public wants to see. The public wants to see Canelo Alvarez fight David Benavidez, the Mexican monster. And he's been frauding. He said, I'll only fight him if you give me $200 million because he knows that
million.
They won't give him $200
right,
million.
Right, right. It is fraud.
So he's
That's like
frauding.
Some kids
yeah.
stuff.
Another person who's frauding is this person who puts, we said this before, who put out this whack documentary trying to separate. Anybody who tries to separate black and brown unity in the community is a fraud. You know what? I was going to say his name, but I'm not even going to say it. We're not giving him no more light. Who frauded, No Frills?
Who frauded, right? Listen, I'm driving down the street, right? I see a dope picture, right, on the wall, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to my graffiti artist, right? Mm. Now I understand back in, on B Street why they was mad with Spit, because Ramon was doing dope pieces.
That's right.
Yo, it was a beautiful piece of art, and somebody put a corny tag on it. You frauded for doing that, homie.
We used to call them toys. In New York City, if you didn't, if you're, and that's a history, that's a history lesson for the culture.
Oh, that's what Karis
Wong
was
talking
about.
We used to call them toys. You a T-O-Y, you a toy. You can't bomb, you can't peace, you can't do water wars, you can't do high-lows, you're just a toy.
Yes, yes. I mean, I was like, come on, man. Like, the picture was so dope. Why would you put that little corny tag on that, Jonah?
Because they're haters, and those are frauds, too. I got to sing, right? I got to sing. People hate you because they ain't you.
Yes.
And if they hate you because they ain't you, they're frauding. It's always the person who says, man, I could have did that who never does ish. It's always the person
but
who
I'm
says,
gonna say something
I could
have
did that who never does ish.
Listen, man.
Shoot,
listen,
No Frills.
Listen, I'm going to say like this, and we're about to leave because we got to jump in a Range Rover now.
Yes, sir.
But listen, I'm going to tell you, shout out to all the haters. That's why I'm here right now.
The haters
that's,
make
that's
us greater.
That's how I got on Rock the Bells Radio.
That's right.
That's how I got on Swear in the Morning.
That's right.
That's how I won so many mixtape titles for Philadelphia.
That's right.
And that's why we still going. It's 2024, and we still on tour. The question is not why, but why not? Next week.
At Val the Voice 2.0. Next week what?
Next week, I might bring the Philly up here.
Okay. Well, we'll put her on the Philly Support Philly segment, and maybe she'll support all of us.
Why not? We are the coaches. Stay tuned.
Broadcast Bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.